Good morning, this is Tina by me, Paul, talking to you during Blog World Week. Woot! Haven't gotten there yet, still in Maryland, but somebody who bought my instant Google traffic system ebook to help me have spending money and backup money in case I get sick while I'm at Blog World sent me an email about how during the first day of my sale he was flat on his back after just having had heart surgery, and that, you know, the first special was ending, so he was, and I was like, why did you do that? Why did you just tell me? We could have figured something out. But he really wanted to help, and his name's Mike. Hi, Mike, if you're listening, I really appreciate that. But so we started emailing back and forth about his experiences and some of my experiences, and he wrote something that made me think of my father, who currently lives in Africa. I haven't seen him in over a year, and we have a really tight-knit family. That's a long time in our family. And I was remembering when my father and I went to pick my mother up from her job. She used to work at Greater Southeast Hospital, which nowadays has really gone down the tubes, but then was still an okay hospital in Washington, D.C. And he was telling me the story because I was asking him, how did you meet my mother? They had never told me the story. And he said something that I'll never forget. He told me about, you know, why he went into doing what he did and why she went to doing what he did, and how they both ended up in medicine, but not as doctors. And he looked at me and said, we were going to save the world. And he looked at me with this mixture of regret and happiness. I've never seen an expression like that before. Hadn't up until then, haven't since. And I think he was regretful because, of course, he didn't end up doing the things he wanted to do to save the world, but happy because of all the things he got that he wasn't expecting. You know, family life, a wife that he loved, all of that stuff, living in America. And I was thinking, why do I do what I do? Why am I in the business that I'm in? Why did I pick this? And I realized that in 10 years, my reasons haven't changed. First, my parents always told me from the time that I was small, always have something of your own. Even if you decide to go out and become a doctor or a lawyer, or have your own side business, or have a way that your profession can be under your control, whether you write books or you have your own private practice, have some control in your life. So that was one reason. That's the reason I'm an entrepreneur. I wanted to have control over what I'm doing. And if people were going to tell me what to do, let them be people who were, you know, paying me what it was worth to get that job done. Then the second thing was that I didn't want to just do it for the money. I also inherited this dream from my father, I guess, of saving the world. And to me, I had a much more practical thinking of how that was going to happen. And to me, it was through small business. Most of the businesses in America are small businesses, and that autonomy changes people's lives. And I thought, if I could do things that would help make small businesses make more money, then I'd be affecting the U.S. economy, which would affect the world economy. And even if I was just doing a small little part. So that's why I do what I do. And I'm going to Blog World. I'll get there Wednesday. The conference starts Thursday. And I'm going to get to meet all these people. And that's going to be my main question. If I get to do the video interviews, it's going to be, why do you do what you do? And I can't wait to hear the answers. And I'd love to hear your answers. Why do you do what you do? First of all, what do? And then why do you do it? Please feel free to send back an audio on your own blog and link to me, and I'll republish. Or just leave a comment and let's have a conversation. Have a beautiful day wherever you are.